This week's episode, we are talking all about celebrity feuds. We talk Left Shark versus Right Shark, Iggy versus Papa John's, Madonna versus Grindr, Demi versus Slay, and Justin Bieber versus the world. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into today's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, which is MeUndies.com. They are kind of the best. If you need any comfortable clothes, whether it's undies or sweatpants or sweaters or t-shirts or whatever you want, they've got the best stuff. Even socks. I love their socks. So go to MeUndies.com/besties to get 20% off your first order and free shipping. They're giving you guys the hookup, and they're making this episode completely free. Go give them some love. Hey, Corey!
Hi, Tyler.
What's up?
I feel like this episode should be brought in with one of those, like, ding, ding, ding.
Can we do that? Yes?
No. You know what I mean? Like when a boxing match.
Yeah,
is
no,
like,
I know.
Bing, bing, bing.
You know, remember who did that? You know who I'm thinking of.
Maroon 5 did it.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of David Cook versus David Archuleta.
Lord.
American Idol 2008. It was the finale night, and it was David versus David, and they both came out wearing robes with a boxing match, and then went ding, ding, ding.
Wow. And also in the One More Night video for Maroon 5, it's also like got a little like boxing storyline, and it's all got a lot of like ding, ding, ding in it.
It was hashtag ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the hashtag for this
ding,
week's episode.
Ding,
hashtag
ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Because this week's episode is all about celebrity feuds. I thought you were going to say it with me.
I didn't say it with you.
I just mouthed it
into the microphone.
Well, I just sounded obnoxious.
So yeah, I know. I set you up. I was trying to get a little feud between us.
Wow.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
No, not ring-a-ding-ding. Hashtag ding-ding-ding. First and foremost, we need to talk about the most important celebrity feud of this year so far.
Thus far.
2015, I think, is going to be the year of dramatics between celebrities and companies, starting first
with Iggy Azalea and Padre John's.
Papa John's.
Papa John's.
If you don't know the news, lay it down for him, Cor.
Well,
give him the scoop.
Iggy Azalea is going through it because of Papa John's.
She is going ham and pineapple. Oh my God, wait, that's like the first time I've ever gotten a genuine laugh out of you. I am so proud of myself right now.
That was very good.
Corey never laughs at anything I ever say, and Corey just gave me a genuine laugh. That just like made my day.
You're welcome. I mean, if you would only be funnier more often.
Wow, listen. You know I'm not funny. Iggy is going ham and pineapple on Papa John's. So here's the scoop. Here's the slice, if you will.
Yeah.
She's had a run-in with the pizza company. If you don't know what Papa John's is, it's basically
who doesn't know what Papa John's is?
I don't
is?
Know if they have that in Brazil.
Oh, good point.
So Brazilians,
you should know.
You should know. When you come to America, there are two things you need: a passport and the phone number of the closest Papa John's.
Yeah. Are they the ones that got that like garlic butter dip sauce?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they give it to you without you even asking. So this is why Iggy loves Papa John's, okay? But here's the problem. She ordered a pizza maybe a week ago or something, and they delivered the pizza to Iggy. Whoever delivered the pizza had her phone number to be like, "Hey, I'm here, come outside." And they saw Iggy in all her glory, take the pizza. The transaction happened, and then they leaked her phone number to their cousin.
That's awful.
Now, since that happened, she has been getting texts from this said cousin, and she has posted these text screenshots on Twitter and is demanding Papa John's give her answers about
who did that, why they did it. Who done it? This is a regular old whodunit. Oh my gosh. This should be a reality show.
Iggy versus Papa John's.
And she said she wants them to send her pictures of all their employees. Like, the thing I don't understand is, like, they obviously know who delivered that pizza. There must be a trail of like a trail of records.
Now
a record trail is what I meant.
There's footprints.
Yes,
there's fingerprints. Laced in ranch and perhaps marinara,
and
if you will.
Garlic butter dipping sauce.
Oh yes. So my main concern is not okay. We've all had bad experiences with companies. We've all
never tried, Papa John's.
Not never Papa John's. Never. But we've all tried to drag said companies on Twitter. Do you think it's appropriate that Iggy is using her platform to try to drag Papa John's? Do you think
yes,
she should?
I do it to airlines all the time.
I know you do. Everybody does that, tries to drag an airline. But Papa John's, do you think she should not? Do you think this brings down her level of celebrity? Do you not think Beyonce would never, is all I'm saying.
I mean,
you know what I mean? If Papa John's, if Beyonce had an issue with Papa John's, she would never try to drag
him. Let's be for real for a moment.
Yep.
Beyonce is not answering her own front door to pick up her own Papa John's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. And I guess another concern is.
Okay. Beyonce's getting her pizza helicopter delivered on
plus,
a drone.
You think
or
she's getting Papa John's? She's getting pizza delivered from Italy.
Probably.
Right? And my favorite was, okay, so this all happened. This all unfolded the night of the Grammys. So not only was Iggy having a bad night by not winning.
Yeah.
She's also having a bad night because her phone number's leaked via Papa John's. And she's also having a bad night because she didn't get invited to any parties that night.
Is that true? Do we know that?
Okay.
I mean,
if you're at a party, do you think you're spending your time at that party on Twitter getting in a fight with Papa John's?
If your phone's blowing up. Maybe she gave like her Twitter password to like an assistant and they were like taking care of it for her.
Regardless.
Or irregardless.
I'm just concerned. My favorite was DiGiorno tweeting Iggy.
That was the best.
And shading the whole situation.
They said delivery, shaking my head.
SMH.
I mean, don't get me started on shaking my head. You know it's my least favorite one of those things.
I knew you were old when you asked me what SMH meant.
Well, listen.
It made me SM my age.
Do you want me to go off for just 1 second?
It made me shake my head.
I just think there's a lot of lazy people in the world. Like, you know nobody's shaking their head. Just like when you tweet, like, rolling on the floor dying when you're reading.
I've never tweeted that.
When you're, like, reading something on Tumblr, but the real reaction is you with, like, eight chins, like, slouched over on your couch.
Well,
nobody's shaking their head.
Well, I'm SMHing about Iggy. I think this is a dumb celebrity feud. I think Iggy needs to elevate her brand. If she ever wants to be respected as an artist, she needs to stop getting into Twitter fights with Papa John's. I thought Azalea Banks getting in Twitter fights with actual celebrities was embarrassing, but this is a new low.
All this made me think about was that time Taylor Swift partnered with Papa John's for the release of Red Album.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, if you ordered a large pizza, you got the Red Album.
So maybe this is truly a feud between Iggy and Taylor.
Maybe Taylor
sabotaged.
Oh, my God.
Now, I have to say, before we wrap this one up, I think the reason this cuts so deep for Iggy is because I saw a tweet from 2012 retweeted onto my timeline from Iggy saying, gotta go order some Papa John's. From 2012. So this is –
oh, my God.
They're ruining their relationship with their most loyal customer.
I think this is like that time when you gave advice about breakups and you were like, Papa John's has been unpacking their boxes for a while.
They've been unpacking their pizza boxes for a while.
Like, they've been trying to get out of this Iggy relationship for a while.
Iggy has gotten a delivery with a empty pizza box, and she is confused. She is dazed. She's dazed and confused.
I mean, she's going to find a new pizza place. So, we've all had to do it.
So hashtag ding, ding, ding. Who's the winner in this feud, Core?
Am I team Iggy or Papa?
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
I'm team Papa.
I mean, I
always love a good daddy.
I love pizza. I'm for pizza. I'm against, like, the misuse of people's personal information.
I guess I get her side of it, but also in the context of a feud,
right.
I gotta say...
You don't take her side because they're living for this promo.
This is the
best
promo.
Whereas, like, she should have had an assistant take care of this behind the scenes.
You think she's got an assistant?
Yes.
Good Lord, heaven above. I pray for Iggy, okay?
Do it.
I pray for Iggy. Papa John's doesn't need my prayer. They're living their dream. They are the winner of this feud.
Let's get over this feud.
Ding, ding, ding.
On to the
next
one.
What's next?
I want to talk about a feud that might be coming. We've yet to see it yet.
Mm.
What about throwback to the Super Bowl? Left Shark versus Right Shark.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you think Right Shark is living in the shadow of someone else's dream?
You know what?
Yes, I am quoting Ashley Simpson.
I will say this is not like the movies.
No. Oh, Katy Perry's?
And within every right shark costume, much like a clam, there is a pearl.
I'm living for this Katy promo.
And
keep
going. Perhaps we just need to look past the fireworks.
And so you're thinking left shark's just a...
And realize that every left shark has a California dream.
And every right shark
and every right
has
shark,
a teenage dream.
Even if you can't dance, it doesn't mean you're going to circle the drain.
Oh, yes. Yes. Maybe it's left shark's birthday. Yeah, you love that one. Anyway, do you think right shark's a little upset from all the fame left shark's gotten?
You know what? I think maybe left shark just has a better publicist.
Can we be left and right shark for Halloween?
That is the ideal couple's costume.
Oh,
not
God.
To say that we're a couple, but hey, Core.
Whoa. Hashtag no.
Wait, which shark do you want to be?
I'm fine. I'm fine, fresh, fierce, and I've got it on lock. I could be either shark. I think I've got all the right moves to be the left shark.
Right moves? Is that a lyric?
No, it was like a play on right and left.
Oh, I see. Okay, yes.
I've got all the right moves to be the left shark. I gave it to you again just in case. Ding, ding, ding.
Which team are you on? I'm team
right shark. I'm for someone who's going to nail the moves. If you've got some choreography,
I'm team left shark.
Choreography.
Stop it.
You should know the choreography.
I'm team left shark because, you know what? Dance to the beat of your own drum. Live your own dream.
Yeah.
I gotta say, side note, it's disturbing, and I didn't realize this until I think just now. It's a little upsetting to me that they have legs.
Why?
Because it feels like it. Honestly, this whole thing felt like propaganda about evolution. Not that I don't believe in evolution, but like if anybody's gonna evolve, it's sharks, and if they're gonna get anything, it's legs. I feel like it's you know maybe a prediction to the apocalypse when sharks evolve and get legs. That's gonna be the first sign of the apocalypse.
Well, then we're definitely going to need those Halloween costumes so we can slip into them and be like, yo, we're with you.
Just like in the Lego movie when the robots and they had to act like they were robots?
I guess I fell asleep during the Lego
How
movie.
How dare you? Me versus you because of the Lego movie.
Truly.
Okay, so ding, ding, ding. You're team right. I'm team left.
Moving right along.
Let us know who you like.
Moving
right along. Now, let's talk about another feud that affects us personally.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about Madonna. Perhaps versus
the gays.
Now set the scene. What's going on?
So, I mean, you're going to need to set the scene because you just told me about this and I'm one of the gays who's offended.
Mm.
I heard that Madonna is promoting her new album, Rebel Heart, available on iTunes on Grindr.
Okay.
Is that real?
Now, So Madonna is doing a Q&A session on Grindr.
No.
That's literally, I'm reading this right now. It feels she's become a parody of herself.
I'm literally grasping my head like, oh no, this can't be real. This is not her decision to market this album.
So here's the deal. If you don't know what Grindr is, it's a app that you can use to network with, LGBT
boys,
people.
Men, gentlemen.
Anybody, truly. LGBT people, perhaps, to have a relationship, perhaps to network for new friends, whatever you want. Generally, it's a way for gays to connect.
Yes.
And, perhaps meet the L of their L.
Love of their life.
True. So Madonna is doing a Q&A session over on Grindr where when fans recreate her Rebel Heart album cover as their profile picture.
No, are you the layers
this
of this?
This is literally what is going on.
So the
Rebel Heart album artwork already is laced with drama, if you will.
I just keep grabbing my head and like now I'm being for real when we say the feud is Madonna versus the gays because as a gay I'm like – so annoyed and think how ridiculous this is.
The Rebel Heart album cover is her with, perhaps microphone wire wrapped around her head.
Yeah. That
seems
dangerous to try to tell people to recreate.
A little bit. But it's already been laced in controversy because she was taking icons that she thinks are rebels in their own right, in photoshopping wire around their faces and things like that. But she was using that imagery with people that a lot of people said she is not allowed to do, like Martin Luther King. And she would post that and say, in her defense, she's probably in her own bubble. She thinks, okay, well, she's honoring these people by calling them rebels and changing the world, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people are saying it's offensive and insensitive to use their image to promote her album.
I'm offended by her.
I think she has lost a sense of what's appropriate because she thinks controversy is going to sell albums. I think she's kind of tactless and kind of tasteless.
I mean, this is beyond
with this stuff.
This is beyond this Grindr thing is beyond the fact that you just like change your Grindr profile header to say buy art pop on iTunes.
I do that.
Like this is like above and beyond. Like so wait. They have to change, recreate her album art. How are they even going to find her? It's a location-based thing. So
I have no clue how this works. Honestly, I don't care how it works. regardless of the logistics, I already think this is going to be a flop. But the fact that this might be happening is problematic to me because it's like, okay, we get it. You're trying to pander to gay people. For all of the shit that Gaga got, for quote-unquote pandering to gay people,
yeah.
She didn't do a Q&A on Grindr, okay? Calm it down.
I mean, and I get a little bit of an eye roll for like, that's just, like, I just, I can't. I'm going to ding this.
I think, here's the thing. She's for her 13th studio album, she's trying new things on social media. So she debuted her new music video on Snapchat.
I saw that.
And she's doing a Q&A on Grindr. Perhaps she's just venturing out into new ways to market, which as a marketing,
you're okay
fanatic,
with trying
I like
stuff.
New things. Good for her. But it just feels like pandering. This is the definition of pandering to the gay community.
Hi, Grindr.
So hashtag ding, ding, ding. What do you think? Whose side are you on, gays or Madonna?
I'm on, for a second there, I was like, I'm on Grindr's side. But I'm not because they've obviously worked with her to figure this out. But anyway, I'm on team gays because I was the one who am wanting this feud to happen. So I'm on my team.
Playing devil's advocate, maybe this is a, maybe being on team gays is supporting her because it's like, oh, great. A way for fans to connect with Madonna. Maybe this is a win-win situation for everyone. But I do feel like, This is not a good thing because it's just like pandering. And plus, like, straight people, get off of Grindr. It's
Truly.
Not for you. Let us have one thing.
Truly. I mean, yes.
So ding, ding, ding. That's done.
I'm on my ding, ding, ding. It's done.
Ding, ding, ding. It's done. Now, if we are talking about celebrity feuds, I gotta say, if I'm in any celebrity feud, it's me versus uncomfortable clothing. This is the worst transition, but I'm doing it, okay? I'm doing it. It's this episode is sponsored by MeUndies, and honestly, I'm not into uncomfortable clothes, and MeUndies.com is the solution. If you want 20% off your first order and free shipping, use MeUndies.com/besties, and you're going to get the hookup. They are giving some love to Cycle Babies, so if you want the hookup, use that link. But honestly, they got the best stuff, whether it's underwear or socks or sweatpants or hoodies or honestly anything comfortable that you could possibly need. If you are in your own little feud of you versus uncomfortable clothes, they are the solution. And if you need a little recommendation of what to pick out, my favorite is their socks. I can walk around all day in them. And they're the best. Again, go to MeUndies.com/besties. They will give you 20% off your first order and free shipping. It's the best thing in the world. I mean, if your feud is uncomfortableness, this is it. This is the solution. So thank you to MeUndies for sponsoring this week's episode. We love you so much here on Psychobabble. And if you're listening, go give them some love because they're making this episode completely free. Next feud, what do we got?
Let's talk about Demi versus Slay.
Again, probably another celebrity versus the gays. Demi has on record said she is done with Slay and done with Yas.
She did.
She said, can we just stop this?
She wanted to retire it.
Can we retire it?
And
then,
turns out on Grammy night, somebody wants to get all Slay and all Yas.
So, in the words of my good friend Oprah, with a gif
That's
circling Tumblr. That is very applicable to this. Corey?
So what's the truth?
What is the truth?
Yeah, I'm looking at Demi's Twitter from Grammy night, and she is a big fan of Miranda Lambert. After Miranda's performance of Little Red Wagon, she tweeted, "Yes, Miranda," and some like heart emojis and stuff.
Mm.
I mean, if you're gonna go back on your word.
Here's the thing. People change, people grow. And I think a lot of growth happens with the word slay. I feel like perhaps
not with
perhaps
me.
I'm growing
I want to retweet her tweet from last year because now I'm over it.
But I got to say, here's the thing. Everyone has said things on Twitter over the course of their years on Twitter that are going to contradict themselves.
And you know what I do about
that? If everything that you said in your entire life were recorded, you are going to say things that are going to contradict yourself.
In fact,
Katie had a tweet, I think from 2000 whatever. I don't know when. Years ago.
That said she wasn't watching the Super Bowl.
That said she wasn't watching the Super Bowl.
Listen.
I mean, you can retweet things that are going to contradict things that are happening today. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
If we want to move along, I will gladly discuss Katie and that tweet. Just because you're performing at the Super Bowl doesn't mean you have to watch everyone. You think Madonna's watched every Super Bowl?
Or another thing that I saw, Sia had a tweet talking shit about the Grammys. And then she was performing at the Grammys.
People grow.
People grow. I think people grow.
So what do you think about Demi?
So I'm on
Demi's
side.
You think she's seen the light?
So hashtag ding, ding, ding. Whose side are you on? I'm on Demi's side.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm on team. Can we go back and watch Katie's Super Bowl performance again?
No. No. You know what we can watch?
What?
Soon, a new feud, okay? Because it's Justin Bieber versus the world. Because Justin Bieber is going to be featured in an upcoming roast on Comedy Central.
Oh, my God. I just looked this up.
Yeah? What do you think?
It's airing on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, Corey, you always say that you get a birthday gift every year in pop culture. From the media gods. What has it been in the past?
Oh, you think I can think of that?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
Okay.
It's usually like a good album dropping or like a movie coming
every year
out.
You get something from the media gods. I think one year... I feel like a celebrity died on my birthday once. But that wasn't a gift. That was more of a somber moment. Pop culture history.
Good story.
But in your birth month, sometimes you get a gift from the media, like an album drop or something, blah, blah, blah. This year, you're getting a roast of Justin Bieber?
Yes.
Okay, so when it comes to the roast, will you be watching?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No. I don't have time for that. Like, the thing I like about roasts is that I think it is like an honor in a way to be roasted.
It is an honor, yes.
Like, I watched Roseanne Barr get roasted.
I loved that
on
roast.
Comedy Central, and it was like the funniest thing. And it was like people, I feel like roasts
are deserved for people that are legends and who are.
And it's for,
like,
it's
Joan
been for like,
I think Joan Rivers did a roast, yeah.
And it's for like comedians to roast each other. Like, why? It was like, if people just want to get up there and make fun of Justin Bieber, like, I don't...
That's easy. Go on Twitter. Tweet something.
I don't want it to be like a...
His life is a roast. I would kill for a roast
kill
right now.
For a roast.
Honestly.
You want a pork roast or a beef roast?
Oh, a beef roast.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Anyways, I mean, I'm not going to watch. I don't know. I don't want it to be... I don't know. I think, like I said, I think it is just like a rite of passage. Like, they've done some, like, great comedians.
I feel like it should be somebody who... has a great career, who's done amazing work, who is easy to poke fun at. Not somebody who's an asshole, not to say Justin Bieber is an asshole,
right.
But that's kind of the perception that the media has of him. I think Justin Bieber is a media target, so I think a lot of the things that are in the media are his worst things because that's easy headlines.
I just can't.
I'm sure he does a lot of good things, but if all you've done in the media is just things that are easy targets for a roast, then do you deserve a roast? Your whole life is a roast.
I can't even say roast one more time.
Roast.
I want a roast. I can't imagine him. Like I said, when I watched the Roseanne one, she's like up there laughing. She's like in on it. She gets how comedy works.
It's like what are you going to go up and say about? Oh, like, you peed in a bucket? You're like, an asshole?
I think he's just like, I know. How can you be like,
what's the joke there? That you're actually a dick.
Right. That's what I'm nervous about. Like, and I don't want to see him, like, sitting in the chair off to the side while these, like, great comedians, like, rip him apart. I don't know. I just feel it was a bad decision for him to do this.
I think it's a marketing – it's obviously a marketing
and
move.
And Comedy Central is probably trying to skew to a younger audience.
And they're trying to do that.
Ratings.
But it's also like, okay, well, he just went on Ellen twice.
He was awkward both
times.
And
he's – you know, he's trying to revamp his image. He's trying to say, you know what? In his defense, at least he's not going into a new era and acting like none of this ever happened.
Yeah.
I will say he is owning up to his mistakes. He's apologized for stuff that where he was an asshole. He went on Ellen. That's the biggest platform where you can actually put out an apology. And he said, listen, I've been a dick. I've been an idiot. And now he's going on Comedy Central to be skewered. I think that it's a little bit brave.
Speaking of Brave by Sarah Bareilles.
Stop it.
So...
I mean, as I'm talking about it throughout this whole Psychobabble episode, I feel like I'm changing. I'm deciding,
I feel
going
like
back
a lot
and forth.
Of these, you're like figuring out.
I'm figuring out where I actually stand. I might be on Justin Bieber's side on this.
This is like a therapy session for you.
I think I might be on Justin Bieber's side with this because, you know what? At least he's owning up to his mistakes and he's allowing himself to be seen for the mistakes he's had before he moves on to a new era.
I loved this discussion because we said steak and roast so many times. And that's all I care about.
Ooh.
I'm on team steak. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Team steak and team steak. Roast.
Ooh, yes.
I guess.
Send us pictures of steaks with the hashtag ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding. Okay, so I feel like we just had some moments where we're trying to figure out these people, but like I feel like some ding, ding, ding has happened.
Some ding has
some
happened.
Some ding has happened. Something big is happening.
We had a lot of dings.
Yeah,
did you just
sing
Shawn Mendes?
I did. Shawn Mendes versus
the world.
The world. I support that.
No, it's Shawn Mendes.
I'm on
versus
Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes versus your heart.
Oh, I love Shawn. He's a sweet guy. This is nothing about anything. That was a fun episode.
Did you like feel like you got it all out there?
Do you feel like
you want to talk more about David Archuleta for a second?
Did I talk about him at all today?
Yes.
I don't know.
David versus David. Ding,
oh,
ding,
yeah.
Ding.
Back to David versus David. In celebrity feuds, not every victor deserves it.
Deserves the classically, spoils. That's what they say.
Classically seen in the David versus David of American Idol season
8.
I think it was 7. I think earlier I said 8, but I think it was 7. David Archuleta should have won. No offense, David.
I mean,
Cook.
I know you're still upset about
it. I am still upset
it. We should get out of here before you start crying.
I know. Okay, so Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me online, Corey Cool Everywhere.
Oh.
I mean, it's not like Corey Cool Everywhere, but it's like I'm everywhere.
At Corey Cool.
At Corey Cool.
Yes. And if you want to find me, I am at Tyler Oakley. Corey, where can people find the podcast?
They can find it on iTunes.com/Psychobabble.
If you haven't given the podcast a rating yet, I would love it if you did. All you got to do is go on. You give it, I mean, I would say 5 stars. And let us know what you think. Give it. A rating right now, and then in your rating use the hashtag ding ding ding
and we'll know,
and we're gonna know who did it, and I'm and actually include your Twitter handle, and I'm gonna give some love to people who do. So if you haven't done it yet, go do it right now. I would love you forever if you did. Okay, that's all we have for today.
That's it. I feel like all these feuds have like made me want to like spread some love.
Okay,
do you want to do a live studio hug again? Because I don't.
Dang it.
That's ding so it.
Ding it. Ding it. Okay,
ring the bell, get out of here.
Ding ding ding. Bye y'all.
Later.